Welcome to this week's weekly Bible devotional podcast. This is episode number 586. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. This is Edward Patterson. Daily devotional is written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is Thy Sleep Shall Be Sweet. Let's begin. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. This is such a precious and practical promise from God's reservoir of truth. Thy sleep shall be sweet. When God created man, he designed us to require rest. Men are to be laborers, but we all need our rest. Jesus was a diligent worker, but he also needed his rest. At the well of Sychar, Jesus was wearied with his journey, John chapter 4, verse 6, and sat down. The Bible tells us that once, when the disciples were in a storm and fearful of their lives, as they sailed, he fell asleep. In Luke chapter 8, verse 23, this is a great picture for us to consider. The disciples were stressful and anxious, and yet Jesus was getting his rest. Most of us have experienced times when problems and anxieties have interrupted our rest and robbed us of the sleep we need. There may be times of exception when God awakens us in order that we might pray or spend time in his word. But as a rule, thy sleep shall be sweet. What causes us to be so stressful that we are not too able to rest as we should? In Proverbs 3, the general subject of the passage has to do with taking heed to God's word. It teaches us that obedience to the word of God gives peace. Faith in God's word gives direction. Having God's wisdom brings happiness, and following God brings enjoyment of rest. Truthfully, we must admit that there are times when our spiritual negligence is the cause of restlessness, when we are not living in obedience to God's word, when we are not living by faith and trusting him completely, when we are not applying the wisdom of God to our circumstances, we may be sacrificing the blessing of peaceful rest. We know that there may be exceptions to this, but as a rule, we know this is true and most of us can testify to it. When we are not trusting the Lord, the tendency is to worry and fret. When we are not making decisions based on God's wisdom, the end result will not be rest. If God's word is not guiding our paths and influencing our thoughts, our minds will not be filled with his peace. When God's grace is not controlling our conduct, we may be prone to bitterness or other unhealthy spiritual conditions. One has to wonder how many professing Christians who rely on medication to get a good night's rest might be healed by applying these principles and appropriating God's promises. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this, and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For more information about my devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you. Are you tired of living the way you have been and want a change in your life? Meaning, are you saved? Jesus has his arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel Jesus tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite this prayer with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that you are God, born of a virgin birth, that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins, and gave me everlasting life. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have recited this prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the Kingdom of God.